If you are able, please stand for the reading of the Gospel according to John, chapter 14. Beginning with verse 23, this is the Word of God. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. I want to say about 6 years ago, maybe seven, but six, about 6 years ago, my son Jacob and I were talking, and he was, you know, a young pastor, student pastor, and they were having trouble making ends meet, and boy, I remember those days, you know. Bonnie and I were doing okay, living in Carmichael, serving the Carmichael's church, and so I said to my son, I said, why don't you and Julie and Lydia and your two dogs move in with us? Move in with us for about a year, and that'll help you financially get your feet on the ground and that. And he said, are you sure? I said, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Then I went home and told Bonnie. But they did. They moved in with us. And, you know, best of times, worst of times. We'd love to see our kids come, and we'd love to see our kids go. But family's the best. I mean, family's where it's at. And our family, Bonnie's family, she grew up that way. I grew up that way. And I'm sure a lot of you did too. Family did for family. We had all kinds of family members live with us over the years. And some of our family members lived with our other family members. It's what you do. Family takes care of family. Which is one of the things I love about being a minister, being clergy. There's a feeling of family. And then being in church. I've always, before I ever went into ministry, I loved the feeling of going to church, and people just cared about me. You know, as a young boy, just people cared and took a genuine interest like you do in the kids in this congregation. And I love church family. I love when we can say, hey, it's okay. I love you even though we're different. If you burp and pick your nose, it's okay. I may not like it, but, you know, it's okay. I love you anyways. So we're a little different. That's all right. Some of us are a lot different. Right, Pastor Ron? Yes. It's okay. We may not even know each other that well, but that's okay too. We're still family. And you know what? We're blood family. The blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. It's what binds us together. And I love that. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And family takes care of family. Now, I'm sorry for those of you who don't have that kind of family. And I know that there are folks like that. I know some of you have never known that kind of love and sharing. And for some of you, it was broken homes and pain and suffering. And I am really, truly sorry. I do want to say to you that I offer you a family that, though they may disappoint you from time to time and they may bug you, they'll always love you. And that's the church family. I offer you that family. Yeah, family's not perfect. But family does for family. Family takes care of family. And it's great hanging out with family. I mean, how much fun is this? They're saying, this isn't a lot of fun, Pastor. Hurry up. Move along. Move along. So, but here's the really cool thing about today's scripture. John, I don't spend enough time with this man. He's got talent that is amazing. And he's not playing with a full deck, which I really love. I'm going to give you a promotion today.
Okay.
Today you are God.
Thank you.
Okay. And here's what we get to do with God, you and I. We get to stand shoulder to shoulder with him, hug him. And you know who said we can do that? God the Father said that. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. And if you do that, then I and the Father will come and make our home with you. And these aren't my words. These are the words of the Father who sent me. We just read that. That's what that says. That God wants this to happen. God wants to hang with us. You know, in Genesis chapter 3, it says that God walked with Adam and Eve in the garden in the cool of the day. Every day he would come down and hang out with them. Oh, how cool. And in the New Testament, the scriptures tell us that we get to call God Abba. You know what Abba means? It means Father, but at a more intimate level. It means that God, the creator of the whole universe, I get to call him Daddy. Daddy. Don't you want that? Don't you know people who need that? Your friends and your family. They get to hang out with Abba, Daddy. They get to hang out with us because we're family. And Abba loves us so much. Abba wants this so much that he became one of us, allowed himself to be trampled underfoot, beaten, whipped, spit upon, cursed, laughed at, mocked. He was the creator of the whole universe, came to show us nothing but love, and he allowed that kind of disrespect because he wants to be family with you and me. And even as he was hanging on the cross, he wanted to be family with everybody so bad that he looked down at those who had nailed him to the cross, who were mocking him and ridiculing him. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Don't hold this against them. I want them to be family. So when people hurt us and mock us and ridicule us, we're not God. So we certainly should say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Family. In that passage, Jesus goes on to say that the advocate will come to you, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything that I've said and teach you everything. So our Bible study teachers, our pastors, our lay leaders, our mentors in the Word are led by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit teaches us through them, through our study of the Scriptures ourselves, through Right Now Media, which if you're not signed up for, please sign up for Right Now Media by calling the office so I can send you a Bible study. All these things are done by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that's the Holy Spirit is with you always, even to the end of the age, will teach you everything and remind you of everything that I've said. I've done this before. I'm going to do it again. What was I telling you about my truck the other day?
Truck?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Don't recall because I never told you.
Right.
So you can't be reminded of what I said. If you don't know what's in this book, you can't be reminded of what Jesus said. And I'm telling you, just sitting in church on Sunday morning isn't enough. You need to get into this book. We all need to get into this book so that the Holy Spirit can then fill our mouths when we need it, so that the Holy Spirit can remind us of what Jesus said. And then this passage concludes with Jesus saying, "My peace I give to you." No matter what you're going through, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. And why did he say that? Because the world figures the only way you get peace is if it changes the circumstances. So you're fighting, they'll come in, they'll stop the fighting, then you'll have peace. You're sick, they'll come in, they'll bring you doctors, nurses, medicines, get you better, then you'll have peace. Jesus is saying, listen, in the midst of the war, I'm going to give you peace. In the midst of your suffering, I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to give you peace because you know this world's not your home and you're headed to a better place. That no matter what you're going through, there's a better tomorrow because I hold tomorrow in my hands. That's the peace that he gave us. And he said, Jesus said in the end of that passage, "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." That's his gift to us, his family. Man. God, Abba, Daddy. Wants us to be family with each other. I know we're not perfect, but we are family. And he wants us to be family with him. Boy, somebody needs to hear that. Somebody going through a lot of turmoil, feels alone. Tell them they're not alone. They're part of a family. And God's the head of that family. So take time out of your celebrations tomorrow. Time out a minute on your watch. Have everybody be silent for a minute. Better yet, do it for 3. Wow. Minute seems like a long time when you're not saying anything. Give thanks. Appreciate the sacrifice that other people have made for you, our fallen soldiers. Appreciate the sacrifice that their family and friends have made for us. And after you've done that, and party hardy, have fun, enjoy, eat too much, and remember your family. God loves you, and so do I.